Another content warning for this one, folks. Lots of scatological stuff throughout the episode again. We'll have to talk about it. We keep it minimal in the show, but if you're watching alongside us, just note that in case that stuff bothers you. Enjoy the episode.
Hey, didn't see you there. It's episode 10 of Data Transfer, and I'm Audrey.
And I'm Corla.
Do you like this character I'm doing? It's Calm Audrey.
I'm not sure I am. I'm not sure I do.
You're not sure you like Calm Audrey?
I don't know. Calm Audrey sounds more like Audrey who's mad about something but won't tell me what until she explodes later.
I'm fine. I don't know what you're talking about.
How are you, hon?
Pretty good. How are you?
Let me lay some groundwork here. So you know about the circle of life, right?
Sure.
Like, carnivores eat herbivores and they die and they become grass.
Right. Like the song says.
Yeah. But, like, what that doesn't account for is the fact that biomass is, like, moving through living beings for their entire life. Like, you're eating food, and then some of that is becoming more you cells, while the rest of it just gets turned into poop.
Sure.
I have been sloughing off biomass in the form of my blood going into mosquitoes, because they've just been chewing me apart this summer.
I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? What could you possibly... I'm like, are you talking about poop? Did you come here? Did you come here today to talk about poop?
Oh, don't worry. There will be a content warning for that at the start of the episode anyway.
Yeah, CW for poop this, on this one.
This one's bad again. Yeah. Sorry, folks.
Yeah, I've been doing pretty good. I've been staying away from the mosquitoes for the most part. Doing a lot of indoor shit. Today at the unnamed retail establishment, this is mostly what I did today, was work. I wore a cute dress and I did my makeup.
Yay!
It's always exciting.
You look great, by the way.
Oh, thanks. Because my typical role has me, like, running at nearly a dead sprint for most of the day, like, trying to get orders filled and all that shit. But today I was at the customer service desk and I got to do a whole bunch of return and repurchases all in a row, and it took a very long time. And a gentleman got real pissy with me because I couldn't tell him what his account balance is, because we don't have access to people's accounts, because you don't want just, you know, any idiot to be able to get into your fucking credit card account. That seems bad.
Right.
He goes, "What do you mean? What do you mean you can't tell me your credit card balance?" I go, "Because we don't have access to Capital One's records."
Yeah,
it's kind of shrugged.
Someone else entirely, bud. I don't know what to tell you.
That's
not
a person. Tell you what, I'm going to give you a phone number. I'm going to circle the phone number on the little card, and I'm going to hand it to you, and you can call him up, and they'll tell him.
He's like, "This is too much work."
And he just walks away without paying his credit card. And like, it's like,
okay, bud.
You got to end up doing that at some point, dude. Like, I don't know what to tell you. It sucked.
That's fucking wild.
Yeah. Dudes rock.
Yeah. I don't envy you that, but I do envy you not getting bit. I can't avoid it because I smoke weed on the regular and I got to do it outside. And that's where they strike. That's where they pounce.
Do they pounce? Is that... Can you imagine a mosquito pouncing? Like, I'm imagining them getting low on their little leggies and then jumping forward.
I hate this.
Oh, she's so upset.
I hate this so much.
Fucked up over that.
Yeah. No, I hate it. I already hate the fact that spiders can jump when they want to.
Ooh, isn't that cool?
Yeah.
They use their little hydraulic legs.
Isn't that fun? You're looking at a spider and all of a sudden, oh, where'd it go? I don't fucking know. It could be in your nose right now.
You would know if it was in your nose.
Would you? It's so small. It might just go in there and then chomp, and then your brain is dead. Your brain is necrosing.
You watch too many surgery videos.
Shut up.
Too concerned about the closeness of your brain to your nasal cavity, because you know how close it is. It's very close. But I don't know how close it is, because I don't pay that much attention to it. So I'm living blissful ignorance of how open my brain is to the outside world.
I was going to say, I never talked about brain surgery through the nose.
As you have almost certainly surmised, listener, this is a show about Digimon. And this is the 10th episode. Data transfer. This is the last one of the first batch of episodes that we're releasing. Very excited to come to the end of that. We take a little bit of a hiatus, but we're back here. We're going to be getting on a schedule soon. That'll be good.
Yeah.
Be on a schedule with us.
With alarms and everything.
Yeah, with like a, well, you should probably do the show right now. I'm like, damn. All right, cool. We're going to talk about Digimon for a minute.
Oh, I have to watch a fun anime with my beautiful girlfriend.
Oh no, I have to enjoy a thing that I loved as a child.
Oh no, she might make me pause the video to look at screen share to see that she's showing off her boobies. What will
that
I do?
Sometimes that does happen. That's one of the that's one of the perils of hanging out with Corla. Sometimes she's gonna show you her boobs.
Without prior consent. Come on, you cannot put that on me.
That could be a question posed to you at some point if you are ever hanging out with Coral. You want to see my boob?
She's not wrong.
It's true.
Folks.
Why would I lie? I have no reason to lie.
Folks, if you're cute, I don't know, you might see my boob someday.
It's a non-zero chance.
It's just the thing that happens sometimes.
There is a non-zero chance of us doing an episode recap here in a second. You ready to get started on the meat and potatoes here?
Yes, I am.
Episode 10, Clue from the Digipast. So we begin like this. Izzy, Tentomon, Mimi, and Palmon are all plummeting through the sky in their beds and are about to crash. Was there, like, did you have any, like, it's pretty much what has been happening to all the other kids. We got to see it with Matt. We got to see it with Ty.
There's the fact that everyone gets a different pun in as they're coming into their presumed deaths.
Yeah, there's no way you survive flying out of the sky in a bed.
No.
You're just dead. I gotta sneeze.
Yeah. She did it, folks. She did it, folks. Bless you. Oh, no, she did it again, folks. Bless you.
Thank you.
She sneaked.
Mimi and Palmon find themselves in a forest while Izzy and Tentomon are outside of some ancient ruins, which Izzy, much to his partner's protest, decides to investigate. That's kind of like his thing, is just like we've established that. Are you eating a pickle in the middle of recording the podcast?
No, I got a little taste of it.
Can you not?
I just got some juice in my mouth. What's wrong with that?
Can you not resist the fucking flavor of those delicious Vlasic pickles? Sponsor of Data Transfer. it's a 40-minute episode. We record real short shows here.
I might have to reach for it when I wasn't paying attention. I put it down.
Incredible. As Mimi and Palmon are wandering through the forest, they run into Sukamon and Chumon.
No.
Who start to attack them after Mimi insults the two. Now, I think there's like, they presented themselves as like sex pests before she was like, hey, fuck yourself. So like, I don't think it's like her insulting them and then them attacking her. I think it's them assaulting her and then she retaliates and then they attack her.
No, they're pretty much immediately the mouse and poop monster decide that they're going to smooch up on an underage girl. So,
yeah,
whatever happens to them, they have earned.
They have earned it. I want to, oh God, this show is just steady. Everyone's saying Mimi's hot, which feels really odd to me because she's literally a child.
And it happens from poop monsters more often than not, which bothers me. It just feels a little totally spies-ist. Just a teensy bit like that. I'm literally sticking this behind my monitor so I can't see the pickle.
Get those pickles out of here.
It's my last pickle. I'm just like, oh, I need it.
You'll have it. Just take your time. Take it slow. Savor the times before the pickle. Incredible. Don't sexualize kids.
Oh, wait. Hold up. Mm. There's a point where they're trying to forage, and Mimi just goes, ooh, bananas.
She's a minion.
No!
She goes, banana!
No, I forgot that was a minion thing. I take it back. I made no notes on this. It didn't happen.
This one
was invented by a writer.
Have you seen a little tangent here? Have you seen the ones of Jonathan Frakes asking questions, but it's slowed down by like 15%, so it sounds like he's a little drunk?
Yes.
Who's the tallest man you've ever seen? Do you like mountain biking? It's pretty strong. Sukumon and Chumon see Mimi's Digivice on her bag, and Sukumon was about to grab it. Oh, it's changing tenses all over the place. When a light came from it, making them leave the girls alone. More than that, I think her Digivice was like, it like zapped kindness into their fucking brain or whatever. Like it made them.
I think so. Yeah, it really seemed to like just make them really nice and amicable.
Yeah,
it did not remove the creepy horny.
No.
But yeah, they have some kind of like friendliness hypno thing that they can just like whoosh and flat like I know the neuralizer.
Yeah.
The flashy thingy.
Yeah. So Mimi has a digi-neuralizer, apparently.
She's like whoosh, and then she's like, I'm your best friend.
Foosh, tweet me as such. That's fucking funny. So they're about to, you know, they're like, hey, fucking, we're gonna be nice to you now. And Mimi's like, okay, cool. Do you see any other kids? There was an interesting detail where it was like, do you see any other humans? And they're like, what the fuck is a human? And then Palmon has to explain, oh, another creature like her. Which I thought was kind of neat. I like that.
That is neat. It also presents an interesting case because Digimon don't really have a lot of individual characteristics between members of a species. They are pretty much identical. Sure. Humans are not that. So they're like, I'm sure they're looking at them like, are you all rookies?
Is that a different kind of Digimon? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like,
that's interesting.
Yeah.
I like that thought. That's cool.
Also.
Oh?
Sorry. Also, in the localization, they say that Chumon and Sukumon are the same Digimon and, like, share their brain.
Yes.
I think it's a Lenny and George situation.
Okay. Sukumon and Chumon is... Oh, here we go. Sukumon and Chumon is a mutant Digimon.
What?
According to Pokemon and Digimon.fandom.com, they are one creature.
Okay.
Let's see.
Is there a Chumon without Sukumon, and is there a Sukumon without Chumon?
I believe they are always seen together. I'm looking at a card from a later version of the Digimon card game that features a Sukumon and a Chumon together. I was thinking they were like a slow bro or like a slow yes Because there's, what's the one that has the dude clamped on his tail? Is that, that's Slow King.
No, that's Slowbro. Slow King is the one that evolves with a crown.
Oh, sure. Slowbro, I was thinking it was like a Slowbro situation where they're like obviously two different entities, but they're one creature together.
Okay. Wild. But I'll take it. If Pokemon can do it, then Digimon can too. Fuck it.
Yeah. Fuck it.
You know what Digimon can do that Pokemon can't? Is what's fucking that? Keep weapons in the localization.
Yeah.
Pokemon
like guns
like,
and shit in this.
Takes out the guns. Digimon has guns in the monster designs.
That's very sick.
Some of them just are guns.
Like Megatron. Like, remember when Megatron was a gun in old Transformers? Remember that shit?
No, hun. Where you go, I cannot follow.
I'm too old. So Sugumon and Chumon say they saw another human with a Tentomon land by the ruins, and that they will take Mimi and her partner there. Unfortunately, it is on a different island. And they're like, well, how the fuck are you supposed to get over there? You got a big hat. That must mean you got a big brain. Which I think is very fun. I like that a whole bunch. Palmon uses her poison ivy to get to the other island. Sukumon and Chumon ask for a goodbye kiss. When the girls don't give them one and instead insult them, the two tell them they'll wait. They're like, okay, fine, we'll wait right here.
Piss pigs.
Little fucking piss pig babies.
We gotta keep these creatures away from the children. It sucks so bad. The show stops doing this eventually, I think. I hope.
Yeah, I think once it gets a little grittier, like in, like by the time we're running into Gilmon and all them.
Tamers, yeah.
Feels a little different. I can't wait for Tamers. Meanwhile, Izzy and Tentomon are in the ruins and they find a large spinning black gear and lots of writing on the walls. Izzy recognizes it as being the same writing they saw in the giant battery. Remember when they were with Andromon? At the same time, Mimi and Palmon have arrived at the temple and run into the others. Izzy barely even cares because he is so preoccupied with his computer and writing in the ruins.
He's like doing linguistics. It's kind of neat. Although the way that they decide to phrase it in the show is some total bullshit. He's like, I gotta compare the characteristics.
Yeah, it's like, what? It's like, what character? What are you talking about?
He's looking for like an E, right?
You mean
E.
He's looking for repeating vowels or something to indicate that each character is supposed to be like a letter or a word, sure, or a sentence unto itself.
I'm of a mind that we should take like an image of Agumon and deep fry it and then put a fucking E in the impact font over it, and that should be the episode art.
You should have said that before we commissioned that fucking art. I'm sorry, hon.
What if it's just deep fried Agumon and it says data transfer?
It's like what's the little Homestuck saga? Homosuck version of Agumon.
Homosuck.
Oh my god, I do not have time to explain what Homosuck is. Suffice to say, it is a canon element of Homestuck.
I'll ask Celty what Homosuck is. She'll tell me.
Yes, I delight in knowing that she's gonna have to tell you about that.
Okay. Izzy barely even cares because he's so preoccupied, right? Mimi tries to get him to go look for everyone else, but he doesn't care. Izzy finally figures out the code and a maze pops up on his computer. Now the thing about that is that Mimi is like, fuck you, Izzy. You don't even care about your friends. I can't handle it. And she just leaves. And then it sets up something that, like, I wish it paid off harder. Like, I wish there was more to it. It leaves Tentomon with Mimi, and it leaves Palmon with Izzy, which I wish would have paid off bigger. Like, change up in the dynamic. I wish that would have been a stronger element of the episode.
Yes, 100%. I was expecting an episode of House Swappers or whatever the fuck it was called.
Wife Swap, like, I think it's called.
Oh, God, no. I can't say that about the children. We're going to move on, actually. I didn't remember that that was what it was called.
I think, or it's, yeah, I can't, I think Wife Swap is actually
I can't say they wife swap their Digimon.
Their Digiwives.
But yeah, I expected them to elaborate a little bit on the change in dynamic, because it's like each person has their own chosen partner who's like who wants to protect them. Man. So like, yeah, does it there's questions to ask. Does that protectiveness apply to the other kids? Do they have like do they not take orders from the other kids?
Yeah.
Like what are their relationships to everybody? It does not touch on that, but it right. could have.
I just wanted to see more of the like Palmon being like kind of laid back and just going with the flow of things while Izzy is being real uptight about everything. And the same deal of Tentomon being all uptight while Mimi's being all nervous. Like that could have been a fun dynamic to have them kind of keying each other up.
Yes.
Like with Tentomon getting all and Mimi getting all.
Now, they do kind of do this, except Mimi very quickly goes from escalating her upsetness to being like, hey, fuck you. I don't trust you.
What is this? I don't fucking trust you.
Your boyfriend made me mad. Your fucking, your friendly friend was mean to me and wanted to play WoW instead of hang out with me.
I remember that struggle. I was the one playing WoW. Mimi gets so upset that Izzy is ignoring her that she runs away crying and Tentomon follows while Palmon is still crying. Okay.
Which, as by the way, mm-hmm. fucking finally, someone actually cracks in a way that you would expect a kid to in the situation where she's just sure. like, I want my mom. I want my bed. I want good food. Everything about this sucks. I'm going to run and cry about it.
Yeah. And once again, Mimi being the like most relatable character on this program.
And cool.
As Mimi runs through the maze with Tentomon hot on her trail, Izzy and Palmon try to figure out where they are. As Mimi realizes that she and Tentomon are lost, Palmon wants to go into the maze after them, but Izzy tries to crack the maze first, and he is able to find where they are through her Digivice. This was so wild to me that there's like it's like there's a fucking chat interface in the Digivice. And like the map that he pulled out, like he just types some shit into his computer and then he pulls up a fucking live floor plan of the place. It feels so strange. You look like you have something you must say.
They're playing Suburb. It's Homestuck. They're in Homestuck.
Okay. Was not the payoff I was expecting, but you know,
Izzy's
I'll take it.
Izzy's got the server copy. He is the server player. I have nothing else to add except I need to torment you with Homestuck.
Corla, honey, do you think there is enough of an overlap between the Digimon community and the Homestuck community to sustain this kind of interjection?
Probably.
Okay, fair.
You tell me. Do you think digital fucking dweebuses are gonna like? They're gonna get into trolls eventually.
That's most fine. Of them.
The ones that bounced off of like being real into like. Musky Renamon or whatever.
Oh, I hate that phrase. That phrase sucks.
Well, then you That's better pick so it back much. Up on.
God. Izzy tries to crack the maze. He's able to find her through a Digivice. With them, they can communicate, and Izzy can tell Mimi how to get out. As he is doing this, someone else appears on his map and starts to follow Mimi and Tentomon.
Also,
yeah,
when they get communication going and they're like, just go ahead and listen to Izzy. He knows what he's talking about. And Tentomon's like, oh, good, I'm glad. And Mimi's like, fuck you. Palmon, instead of being like, hey, maybe play nice, she's like, that's my girl. Tell him to fuck off. It's yeah, very Palmon, good.
Palmon rips.
Palmon's so good.
It turns out that it's Centarumon, which I noted in the card. You know, they do the little title card for the Digimans. Centarumon was Kentarumon. There was a K.
Yeah, it's so dumb, and they've changed some of these over time. Like he is now Centarumon, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Just because that's dumb, and they changed like Omnimon back to Omegamon, that kind of thing.
Okay. It's a lot.
I mean, like, Hercules Kabuterimon was H Kabuterimon in most of his instances because there's, like, text limitations, and that's a long word.
Hercules Mega. Isn't there one that's Mega Ultra Kabuterimon? Doesn't he have, or like Super Ultra, something like that? There's a form where it's two superlatives, and then Kabuterimon. I swear.
Okay.
But Centaurimon is of course being controlled by a Black Gear. He starts chasing them, and when asked for directions of where to go after hitting a dead end, Izzy and Palmon are gone from Izzy's computer. It cuts away, like, Izzy's like, take a left, sends him to the fucking dead end. And then it's like, what the fuck? You sent us to a dead end. And it cuts back to the computer and they're not there. And it's like, what the fuck is happening? Turns out Izzy is like banging a rock against the fucking outside of this joint and breaks in and finds himself able to rescue Mimi and Tentomon. Which Tentomon raises a good point. Mimi's like, hey, can you hurry up and digivolve and beat this dude's ass because this sucks and we're going to die? And he's like, can't. And got the digivice that matches my shit. Can't do it when I'm away from Izzy.
Not close enough to the digivice. I got it. It's like Bluetooth. It's like Bluetooth. Pairing is a fucking pain in the ass for digivices.
Pairing.
Also, it occurs to me right fucking now that they're in like they're in a maze. They're in a labyrinth, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're being chased by a centaur?
Should it be a minotaur?
A minotaur, which there is a Digimon for. So, like, if they were going for that, they failed.
They fucking swing and a miss. Centaurmon catches them and shoots a hole in the wall. I want you to say the thing that you said to me, because it's very good.
Wait, which one? The get down, Mr. President?
No, the one that made me die.
I don't remember which one it was.
Child killed in centaur involved shooting.
I wanted to say it. Fuck you. It was
too
in
bad.
My notes.
You got, like, you can't fucking whiff that hard and then yell at me for getting it.
I can edit around and make it sound like you're saying Corla's cool and I eat poopy. I'll do it. I'll sentence mix.
Okay, fine. Do some sentence mixing and make me say Corla is cool. I eat poopy. Now all you have to do.
Let's just take that clip. Thank you, Juan, for doing my job for me.
I played myself.
Also, child killed and centaur involved shooting.
Just then, Palmon and Izzy arrive. As the partners have been reunited, both the Digimon are able to digivolve and destroy the Black Gear in the lamest fight scene so far. They digivolve in a very small room. It's kind of a cool moment where fucking Togemon is all hyped up and beefed up and is pressing Izzy against the wall, who is like spiked up in various places around his body by giant fucking cactus. What are they, quills? What is it, spines? What are
spines.
They called? Okay.
So also,
what are they called? Fucking knees?
Also, he is not impaled at any point. You made it sound like he's like got a bunch of fucking stigmata going on at this point.
Yeah,
no,
Izzy's dead.
He is somehow in between all of the needles. But
Izzy died from cactus wounds.
Also, I love how this fight is the most boring one yet, and yet my whole notes for the fight scene is all caps. I'm like, yeah, box the centaur. Yeah, you're all spiky and shit. Yeah, big bug too. I was having a good time.
You're really enjoying yourself. Yeah, there is a neat moment where they're in this room. They comment on how fucking big Kabuterimon is. He's enormous compared to the other Digimon, the other champions. Like, I think he's about as big as Greymon, maybe bigger.
Yes, just
I
about.
I think with wingspan, he's bigger. Like
for sure.
It's zany. He's a big motherfucker.
I assume their skull plate and horn are about the same.
That sounds right. Kabuterimon probably a little more boxed in, a little more centralized than Greymon. Anyway,
because he's based on the Hercules beetle.
That's true. So they destroy the Black Gear, right? Centaurimon then sees the Digivice on Mimi's bag and is like, yo, come check out this fucking shit.
Oh, this
shows
thing?
Them.
This is a holy artifact.
Shit? Yeah, you got a holy artifact and shit. He tells them that the ruins are the Digivice's temple and that he is its guardian. He explains that the Digivice is the preserver of light and the last line of defense against the darkness. This is kind of a big revelation that it's like, this is all... Did they use the phrase Digidestined?
No, they did not.
They have to have at some point used the phrase Digidestined.
Not here.
But they do in the show.
That's like a Jedi thing. That's like way later.
I think they say Digidestined at some point. Am I just making that up?
They do, yes, in the show.
I know, but did they said it yet?
No. I don't think so.
I think Devimon said it to him. You are the Digidestined.
Oh, he probably did actually let slip the phrase Digidestined.
And I'm going to clap those cheeks.
So they use the. I'm going to put you on beds with Featherfall enchanted upon them.
I'm going to very gently toss you to other islands to separate you from each other so that you each have a dramatic arc. Maybe two characters at a time.
I was going to say, and leave you paired off so that the show can compress the episodes a little bit better.
A little bit better. And also display the different dynamics between characters that maybe wouldn't get to spend a whole lot of time together. With just them. I'm really excited for the Joe TK episode. It's going to be badass.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here. Then Leomon shows up. And he says he will destroy the children.
He says, destroy them, the children.
Yeah. Determon says he must protect them because they possess the Digivices, but Leomon's able to beat him.
He's like, these things are as holy as Jesus' left nut. I cannot let them fall into the wrong hands.
That's so fucking holy. Right as he is about to attack Izzy and Mimi's Digivices begin to glow and Leomon runs away. Izzy goes back to cracking the code and writing from the wall, and Mimi gets so frustrated that she... Okay, wait, I'm glossing over this fight. Fucking Leomon shows up and starts fucking blasting off, like, Fists of the Beast King, and their fucking solar ray. It's like, Centaurimon reveals himself to be kind of bitch-made, like, Leomon just beats the shit out of him in, like, two hits.
He also... This, and also, he just completely lets his guard down, because he has... He doesn't see a gear, right?
Sure.
So he's like, oh, okay, clearly I just don't understand what you're doing here, as opposed to, oh, you've been brainwashed in a different way.
He's like, yo, Leomon, what's going on? Like, but like, wouldn't you figure that if you just were mind controlled and then a friend of yours shows up acting weird, wouldn't you assume that it's the same form of mind control that was affecting you previously?
Or at the very least, a form of mind control, as there are at least four that we know of in this series, with Monsamon beams, the black gears, scratching their back like a cat girl, and the light from Mimi's thing.
Yes. Mimi's neuralizer brainwashed Digivice.
So, like, this is just a thing that happens in this universe. It's like someone in D&D being like, what? You've been controlled by the bad guy for 3 rounds.
What? No way!
Hold person has existed for the entire history of this fictional universe. I never would have thought of that.
Can I tell you something I don't like about D&D real quick? Can I get into this just for a moment?
Oh, please.
Fucking, the spell casting is too fucking codified and too, like, known. Do you know what I mean? Where, like a wizard will cast something and, like, a player character will be like, oh, that's disintegration ray, that's my damage, right? It's too like codified, which is why I prefer the magic system in something like Mage the Ascension, personally, where everything you just kind of like weave effects together and like pick little things from menus to determine what you're capable of. I'm maybe
the Powered by the Apocalypse now. Thing where it's like it's very focused on the drama and like power level is effectively determined by what makes the scene better.
That's what I like. That's that shit I like. Rule of cool to the max.
Yeah, we should run like a PBTA thing someday. I would also, Dungeons and Draymonds.
Okay. All right. Nice work.
I'm fogging at my own thing.
So Izzy goes back to cracking the code in the wall. And Mimi gets so frustrated that she kicks the giant black gear. It then starts to rotate the other way, and the island they are on starts moving back towards Infinity Mountain.
So you were right. You were right that attacking the gears mattered in the previous thing.
Yeah.
That, like, that was what it got it going back to the island. I legitimately thought it was Devimon going, ah, fuck, that one's still alive. Bring him back. I'll just stab him myself.
I'll just kill him. yeah, it's something to do with attacking the gear. And it's like, it's almost like attacking the gear in, like desiring to attack the gear. Like, because the degree to which fucking Garurumon not Blue Blaster, fucking, what's his attack? Howling Blaster?
I think so.
Okay, so he Howling Blasters the fucking gears and they start spinning the other direction. Mimi goes, eek! And they start spinning the other direction. It's about intent, I think, maybe.
Do you think the gears can sense killing intent?
Yes. And I think, like, Mimi possesses the killer instinct.
What is this terrifying key wafting off of this little girl? She has untold potential.
She's a Digidestined. She does. So as their island starts moving back towards Infinity Mountain, as it does, they pass the island that Tsukumon and Chumon are on. They still want a kiss from Mimi, but are again rebuffed as the island keeps moving and the episode ends.
Yay!
Yay! Episode 10! Yay! Final thoughts on episode 10. How are you feeling about it?
They managed to make me not like a Mimi episode.
Yeah. We should, like, we just get into ratings. Let's just get into ratings then.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. My rating, rookie. This one...
Total mid shit, yeah.
It's not only is it mid shit, it had every ball in hand and it just dropped it on the ground like the lead singer of Lonely Island. Threw it on the ground, excuse me.
Like Andy Samberg.
Yes. Fucking plays a cop on TV, fucking piece of shit.
Okay, ACAB for real, but like Brooklyn Nine-Nine's pretty funny.
Shut up. No.
Pretty good.
Excuse me. Good, I'm so sorry I said shut up. I should never talk that way to you.
I'm antagonizing you. I get it.
Never talk to me about Brooklyn Nine-Nine, please.
Pretty good show. Yeah, it's rookie as fuck. Much like Jake Peralta in season one of Brooklyn Nine-Nine. He's a rookie. It's a rookie episode. I'm kidding. I'm being a jerk.
You know, yeah, I'm the one that edits this, right?
You're just going to cut that out? You're just going to...
I cut can't now.
Well, I was gonna say, I was gonna make reference to it. Corla is cool. I eat poopy. Yeah, it's just weak shit. Like, the dialogue is pretty weak. They definitely don't deliver on some things that they should. Absolutely a rookie episode. You gonna talk about some porno?
Okay, if that's the order we're going in. The thing is, there's just not a lot to talk about this time.
That's true.
There's like 8 results for Tsukumon.
Okay.
And one of them is the only result for Centaurumon. There's okay. no one wants the Robo Horse dong. I almost said horse sissy, and then I remembered that he's male.
Horse sissy.
Hey, give me more of the sissy sauce. Hey.
Let me get some more horsesy sauce.
Hey. This is definitely our place to make those jokes.
Oh, yeah. Well, Italians don't matter.
One of these is pretty good. It's just got Angevomon getting eaten out by Lady Devimon.
That's none of the Digimon that were in this episode.
Tsukumon is in there just kind of
jerking off in the corner and crying.
He's in a puddle of slime way down below for some reason.
Okay, that's challenging.
Well, do you prefer this one of Tsukumon and Chumon as like bimbo?
Like, bimbofied poop
trailer
monster and
park sort of aesthetic?
Yeah, okay, I have to see this one.
I'm here you go.
Oh, no. What? What?
This one's so good. It says Trash Queen on her shirt, and the other one has hips like fucking whoa.
Her hips like whoa, and a fucking G-string poking out of her fucking coochie cutters. That's so good. Oh, that's powerful.
If you've You've played Undertale. It's like if Braddy and Caddy were horny.
Do you got anything else from E621, the internet's favorite furry porn repository?
This really enriches the show. I don't know how we could do without it.
It's your segment, babe. You picked it.
I will keep it going out of spite, if nothing else.
If only so we could talk about every character fucking Renamon once we get to that season.
Exactly. That's when it's really going to pay off. Is we're like, we're probably not going to do, like, we're once Renamon shows up, it's just going to be going through a couple dozen good Renamon posts.
Sure.
Every week.
When we get to the episode where Renamon is introduced and we talk about just Renamon on E621, that's going to be like a fucking long segment. We're going to at that a minute.
That's why I'm saying we got to break it down over the rest of that season. All right, so I have a question.
Yeah.
Who might be, in this episode, your digital champion?
I'm a fucking professional. Did you see how hot I was on that drop? Because I knew
you
it was coming.
You were so ready.
Tell you what, you go first, because I hadn't been thinking about it.
Oh my god. Well, it's got to be Palmon this time around. Palmon's the only person who kept her cool the entire time, who was never really causing problems for anybody. Mimi is understandably shaken and causing a little bit of trouble. Izzy's just being kind of a dick because he forgot that, like, none of this matters if his friends die. Tentomon is trying his level best, but just cannot pull it off. Palmon, though, Palmon is going with the flow and succeeding at every turn. She's got it. She's vibing. She's moisturized in her own space, thriving.
She's a thought. She's a pog.
You can't say these things about the rookie plant.
Not a rookie, not allowed.
Now, Togemon.
truly a pog and a thought.
Togemon is a giant cactuar, which is fun.
We love that.
Cactuacy.
Do you know who my digital champion is?
Who's your digital champion, huh?
My digital champion is Leomon, because he's here for a good time, not a long time. He shows up. He's like, I'm going to fucking kill these children. I'm going to murder them with a fist of the Beast King. And then the Digivices are just like, don't. No.
That's right.
All right.
I forgot about the Digicross.
He's like, this is a fucking hassle. I'm not interested in fucking with this. I'm leaving. Couldn't they like just that to every... Like, if it worked on him, why doesn't it work on... Like, does it ever happen again that they just hold up the Digicross and they fuck off?
I guess it's that he has, like, a small fragment of dark essence in him because of the back scratching. So it's light against the dark. And since Devimon's, like, big strong dark, it wouldn't do the same thing to him. Big strong dark is a very fun phrase.
I like big strong dark.
Strong dark sounds like if you combine strong bad and man dark, which would be the most insufferable character.
I don't know who man dark is. What is that from?
From Dexter's Laboratory?
No, I didn't have cable when I was a little kid.
Audrey!
I like Dexter. Every episode of Dexter's I've ever seen, I like, but I don't know it too long. Too big.
Okay.
I don't know. Too big dark.
I guess that's our next podcast.
Oh, you could call it the laboratory. Okay, be so good.
Back to the lab again.
We're back to the end of the episode again. We made it, folks. We're here. Was it plugs? Is that what we do now?
Plugs? Sure.
Plugs? Hey, do yourself a favor. Go check out Radio Free Tote Bag. It's a show about relationships. It's funny as hell. My co-host Donovan and I do that show weekly. It's a lot of fucking fun. You can find me on Twitter at RFTB Audrey. And that's about it. That's all I got.
Okay. And we've got a an email for the show, datatransfer@gmail.com. And I have my Twitter to rep, which is twitter.com Korla Pneumono, KORLA_NEUMONO. Get there for all of your just really 1312 and also boobies content.
We love it.
It's a good time.
Another thing we love that we probably should have been talking about the whole time, because it's the intro song and outro song. It's Dating Start by Toby Fox. Please don't sue us. Find his music everywhere on the internet. Shit bangs.
I think he has a SoundCloud. I'll look that up for next time.
SoundCloud.com/Toby Fox. I just made that up. Could be true. Could be real. I don't know. What is real is the love that I have for each and every listener who tunes in and checks out this Digimon nonsense. I want you to do me and yourself a huge favor this week. I want you to get out there. I don't want you to Digivolve your ass off. Thanks for stopping by, folks.
Bye.